Good evening, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. My creative tonight is the writer and director of Oscar-nominated film Powerful Chief. He is Henry Vallejo. Powerful Chief is a coming-of-age story full of heart and hope. It will be available to watch on Netflix and Disney Plus in March of 2022. Powerful Chief is the Peruvian choice to be recognized at this year's Academy Awards. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, cuddle up with your host pup, and enjoy the show. I am tickled, thrilled, and titillated to be partnering with Newsly for this episode. Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. So no more, the temperature is 83 degrees. Newsly is a treat for the eyes and ears. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Stop scrolling, start listening, start Newsly-ing. And they have podcasts as well. You like podcasts? Who doesn't love a good podcast? Who doesn't love me? Well, with Newsly, you can explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries, including this one. Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me. Or follow the link in the description and use my promo code CCC2022 and receive a 1 month free premium subscription. Huge thanks to Newsly for partnering with Coffee, Candy, and Creatives.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, fine. I was just waiting for.
So I wanted to jump right in and talk about the film. I am Pup, by the way. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Pup.
I'm sorry.
Where are you now?
I'm in Florida.
I've been there a few weeks, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? Whereabouts?
I've been to Los Angeles, then New York, then Miami.
Oh, in Miami, yeah. So you've been taking the film on the festival circuit, it looks like?
Yes, I've been in Europe, but then I was on the Oscars race.
Yeah.
Representing Peru.
I saw that. That's wonderful. It's up for Best International Feature Film, right?
That's right.
Wow, that's fantastic. And the film is Powerful Chief, and it's the story of Elisban. And he comes to the city to meet a friend to get a job, but he misses out, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so the movie is him trying to get a job, to find a home, and to get his life on track, huh?
Yeah, it's a very simple plot.
Mm-hmm.
However, the movie tries to avoid all sensationalism and extreme. You know, it's a minimalist film. There are just a few cuts in the whole movie, just master shots. That's right. Why it took too long to complete the film.
Okay. So you started filming when?
In 2016.
Oh, wow. And it was finished 2020?
2020, that's right.
Wow, that is a long shoot. And it was filmed in Peru, right?
Yes, in Peru, in Puno, you know, this place on the shores of Lake Titicaca.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's awesome. And it's really just him and some side characters, but he is the main focus, right?
That's right. He is on the whole shots.
Mm-hmm.
There's no single shot that the main character is not there.
Right.
The nature of the movie was going to be like that.
And it won a lot of awards. It won a lot of awards at these festivals.
Yes, some awards. Actually, we could have...
Where are you right now?
In Puno. I am in Puno.
Puno now.
I am back home from a few days ago.
That's amazing. What's it like there? What's the weather? Is it chilly or... Because right it's now, been chilly right now here.
No, this is summertime, but a rainy summer.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's Florida too. We did just get rain all the time. So you've got this guy, and like you said, it's a simple plot. A young man comes to the big city to try to make it, and that could be any city anywhere, right? Yeah, this brings in the beauty and the culture of Peru and introducing it to people that might not have, you know, seen it. It's getting a wider audience than just you know, people that like certain genres or certain, you know, Spanish speaking films, things like that. And the Oscar recognition is amazing.
Yes, that's right. We didn't expect nothing like that because, you know, to get a nomination, you need some credentials, you know, you need some awards mm-hmm. from big festivals in Europe.
Yeah.
At least we could have done that, but when we finished the movie, we ended up really broke with no money. Mm-hmm. So we started sending the movie with the small festivals that are for free, you know,
mm-hmm.
free of charge film festivals.
Yeah.
We started from that. So
wow.
That's where, you know, the big festivals want exclusivity. So we should have started the other way. But, anyway, we didn't have the money to submit
right.
the movie.
Right. So you put every cent of your money into it, every, you know, all your blood, sweat, tears into it. And then at the end, you're like, well, now I need to tell people about it, but we don't have the budget. So luckily there's places, you know, and festivals out there that, you know, don't have an entry fee. And then you get the recognition and it's like, oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't expect that. Well, we were more than happy just to finish the mm-hmm. shooting, the editing.
Right.
We were happy. Then we got extra money for the Peruvian distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie was released in the movie theaters in Peru in December.
Oh, okay. Of last year?
Yes, last year, December, it was presented for 1 month.
Oh, wow. Okay. Even
the movie was still presented last week.
Right. Now, does Peru have like a film council or a film board that, you know, I know some countries give money to filmmakers to make their movies. Does Peru have anything like that?
Yes, we have some national funds. We got those funds, I mean, mm-hmm. in 2014. Yeah, we
okay.
funding from Peru. Then also for the distribution. But our Ministry of Culture is very, very young. You know, it's only 10 years old. So we are learning the promotion. I mean, for international promotion, they still don't care much about that, so we,
right.
you know, that we get support.
Okay. So they might give the funds, but they only care that Peruvians see it, right?
That's right. That's
right. Oh wow! But now that you have the recognition of things like the Oscars and the Festival Awards, that opens up a lot of doors internationally, doesn't it? Are you planning like theatrical release in like Los Angeles or New York, or have you done that already?
Yes, we just signed a contract with a company from Los Angeles.
Okay.
So the movie is going to be in independent movie theaters
mm-hmm.
in the US, I mean, in the big cities.
Okay.
Then it will be on Netflix or Disney.
On Disney?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's great. And when is that going to be?
I think between March and April, it's
okay.
still, I mean, our distributor in the US still has to negotiate and percentages and what prices.
Right. And the theatrical release will be the same time, March or April?
Yes, almost at the same time.
Oh, okay. But hey, Disney, that's a feather in your cap.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big company.
Right. Yeah, we never expect that.
Yeah. I've noticed lately that, because Disney is such an American company, but I've noticed lately that they are reaching out.
Yes, Disney is in Peru. Well, not many people use Disney, but Netflix. Mm-hmm. Most people, I mean,
is Netflix big there? Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
But as long as I know, as far as I know, Disney is growing. Almost as big as Netflix today.
Well, that's good. And I know that they're getting a lot more diverse, which is nice. I mean, that's big. That's big for your film. And it deserves it because, for one, it's a beautiful film aesthetically just to look at. And then the story of it just adds to the beauty. And it's noisy in this musical way, if that makes sense. You know, you've got the sounds of the cars and you've got the kind of the rapid fire conversation between the main character and all these little people on the side. And it's just, and I love, he says something like, what does he say? I'm a hell of a dishwasher. He's just, yeah, he's just like so hopeful and like enthusiastic. He's not like, he's not like a slacker. If you know, he's not, he wants to work, he wants to do better. And it's a very hopeful, to me, it's a very hopeful film. Like a don't give up. Yeah.
He's looking to find his way somehow.
Somehow, somewhere, yeah. And so he came from like a small town to the big city.
That's right, from a community far away. And he's not experienced, he's only 17. Well, there's, but he's a minor, you know, only 17. He's got an ID that is yellow color. That's for minors in Peru. Mm-hmm. So for older people, 18 and above, we use the blue color. He's got the yellow. And well, most only Peruvians notice that, but because, well, some things are very local as well.
Kind of an inside joke, you know? Yeah. So, and there's also a little bit of like a family drama with him going on.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He lost his mother and then he just met his father, but I mean, he doesn't mean anything to his father.
Yeah.
He can't count on his father.
Right. That's sad. Because you feel like family needs should be the people that you can fall back on, and it's not there for him.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And looking, you know, unconsciously looking for maybe probably a mother.
Yeah.
The lady that helps him at the market. I mean, the food market. She helps him. Well, it's actually the only person who really takes care a little bit about the character.
Right. He's a bother to everyone else, but she, even though he seems like a bother to her as well, she seems to have some sort of protective quality or caring quality for him. Yeah. So he begins to see her as a mother figure.
Yeah. Wow. Our intention was to show reality as close as possible.
Yeah.
Because nobody's a real antagonist. Nobody wants to hurt him. You know, people are just living their lives, and then nobody has any bad intention. But he's affected because he has no money, no job. He's affected only by interacting with people.
Right, by his own circumstances. Yeah.
Well, it's mostly like real life. You know, actually, we usually don't have enemies that are chasing us all the time. You know?
Right.
Or pretending to do something to harm us. I wanted to show something like that. Just trying to survive and talking to people. Most people just don't care about him. Not because they are bad, but because they have different lives.
They just don't notice. Yeah. Everybody's got their own demons and their own troubles. And it seems like, you know, when you're in like a difficult situation and it feels like everybody's ignoring your difficult situation and nobody's helping, it's not because, like you said, it's not, they're not malicious, you know, it's not that they don't care. They honestly don't notice. They have no idea that you're going through something because they got their own stuff going on, right? Poor Elispan. Poor guy. But yeah. And sometimes that's how it is. We make enemies of people that have no idea that they've been made your enemy. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like this person hates me. Well, this person doesn't even know you. They don't know you exist. Yeah.
People just don't even care about you.
Yeah. And yeah, not maliciously, just they don't know. They don't know to care.
That's right. They don't even notice.
Yeah. So what is up next for you? What do you have going on aside from promoting this and getting it in theaters and on Netflix and Disney? What's next for Henry?
Well, I have like five drafts, only drafts, you know, scripts. I have to decide this year. I had a few months to decide because a festival in France invited me to write, I mean, a new script in France. Wow. So in order to get there, I need to write more and write half of this of a script to move there and complete a script.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. So are they going to give you a topic and you write on it, or you just have freedom to write what you want?
It's actually free, which I like, because I asked them when I was in France, could you tell me which subject you would not support or you wouldn't give any money? And they told me only pornography. That's
hey.
Everything is.
Yeah, it's open season. Anything goes. So you're going to actually move and live in France while you're doing it?
At least I will go there for 2 months, but I would like to stay there for longer because I have a couple of stories that I saw in Europe. So maybe I'll make a movie in Europe with Peruvian character.
There you go. That would be fun. That would be awesome.
Right.
So when you were in Europe, you got inspired and now you say, I have to go back. I have to go back and film it here now.
That's right. Because the French government meant to give me money.
That's right. Right. If they're going to give you that money, honey, come on.
Well, so at least you'll be doing that. Shoot a little bit in France. Maybe the beaches in France.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to get at least half a script before they'll even consider it, or you lose out on it, or.
Excuse me. I didn't.
You have to have at least half a script, you said, or you'll lose out on the opportunity.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Half. Well, you better get busy.
That's right. I'm still working on paperwork for the movie because we have to deliver many invoices.
Yeah.
And tickets and all how we spent the money they gave us.
Right. You have to account for every dollar, every bit of it. Well, isn't that crazy? You can't have your creativity without all that paperwork and all that nonsense. I mean, if you were a multi-billionaire, you didn't have to listen to anybody, but.
That's right. You have to do everything. Oh. You have to understand a writer, director, producer.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm excited to see what the film's going to do. And I hope that it will come to a theater near me, perhaps in the Miami or Orlando area. That would be great to see it in a theater, or maybe even that's West right. Palm Beach. Got a great little independent theater down there.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But for people that can't get to see it in the theater, they'll be able to watch it on Netflix and Disney Plus March or April of 2022. So that's exciting. And people need to keep an eye on Henry and just what's coming out of you and your production company. And because this movie is just so, like I said, it's just beautiful. And like you said, it's a simple plot, but it's done just so uniquely. I think people really need to see it just to get that hopeful feeling that I had after seeing it.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, behind they see there's maybe more depth, you know. Mm-hmm. Things
more
that are not
such a simple story.
Are maybe more important, but things that are just suggested. You know.
It definitely makes you think.
Yes. Yeah. We wanted the audience to complete some parts of the story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely did that. And because it's not like just on the surface, this is a comedy or an action. You have to actually pay attention. You have to actually think about it in a good way. It's not that it's boring or it's intensive. It's a thoughtful movie. It's a thoughtful, beautiful movie. And that's really awesome.
Yeah, it's in Peru, many people like the movie, but also many people didn't understand the movie because, you know, most people are used to commercial.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Right. They don't like to watch a movie where it's not handed to them. You know, the story is not handed to them and the ending's not wrapped up with a nice bow. Oh, that's just it's just different parts of the audience, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was almost like an experiment.
Yeah.
We really knew what we were doing, but also we wanted to experiment something.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was a personal challenge that I said to myself, if I was capable of entertaining an audience with this kind of movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an experiment and you did not blow up your laboratory. You just, you had a successful experiment, I think.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I hope so. Right.
Yeah. Well, I think it's out there. I mean, it's got the Oscar nomination. It's got the festival awards. I think you succeeded. I think you succeeded. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, Henry.
Well, it's my pleasure. My pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing what's next for you.
Yes. And I hope I can go to New York or Miami or Orlando.
That's right. Yes. And we'll have to meet up. If you come to Florida, we'll have to meet up. Okay.
Yes.
We'll have to have dinner.
Brenda and Giovanna, they will let me know. Yes.
That's right. That's right. I love Brenda. Brenda's amazing. Alrighty. Well, Henry, have a nice night. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Have a good night, too. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Alrighty. Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this creative conversation. Be sure to check out my guest and their projects. Head on over to beunique.org. Like, follow, and support my lovely humans over there. Head over to www.newsly.me. Use my promo code CCC2022 for a 1 month free premium subscription. I can be found on all social media as Pup Duffy. I am on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can also follow the show on Facebook, Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. As always, love each other, watch out for each other, take care of each other, and I'll see you next time.